This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
All right, so can we, let's get into it, because before we started our chat here with Ashley McBride, last time we chatted was 10 Man Jam.
10 Man Jam.
And
which was BC before COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, BC.
Yeah, before the Great Separation. Yeah.
But you said that you had kind of an embarrassing moment with another artist.
Yeah, I stuck my foot in my mouth, and I wasn't trying to, but I was on John Rich's bus, and he was letting me try his new whiskey. First of all, I did not know that he had a whiskey. I also did not know that what he was giving me was his whiskey.
Yeah.
He should have led with that, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was a bourbon drinker only. So, like, if you ever said blended whiskey, I'd be like, no, you know?
Yeah, he's...
Like, for some reason, I was just in a snobby part of
redneck,
my drinking career.
Redneck Riviera's got the vanilla.
Yeah, and it's not... It's terribly bad. It's delicious. And,
right? And it's all American.
It's all American. There's no reason for me not to like it. But he compared it to another type of whiskey that is a blended whiskey, and he said, this is much better than brand name of this other whiskey. And I said, so is a poke in the eye with a stick.
Oh.
Because I'm not a fan of that other brand. There was nothing wrong with Redneck Riviera.
What was his response?
He just kind of looked at me. And then there were cigarettes on the table where we were sitting, and I was like, oh, we can smoke in here. And then I just took one of his cigarettes and lit it. Like, that was going to help anything. It's okay. I've done some work on that.
Don't you think maybe he appreciated the honesty? Like, isn't it nice to have somebody tell you, like, the truth instead of a bunch of yes,
nothing,
yes, yes?
It's a delightful drink.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong
with it. We had it that day. Yeah, it was nice.
I just went all backward about being like, I would love to try your whiskey. And yes, you're right. It is better than other brand name you mentioned.
I feel like this, we always joke about this happening a lot, where we would be talking about something, and Holly's always like, are they behind me? They're right behind me,
aren't
they?
I put my foot in my mouth often, like every day
at least.
I
don't think I make it a habit very often, but boy, when I do something.
You do it.
Like, it gets tangibly awkward. You're like, what is that weird feeling? I'm like, Ashley said something stupid.
Well, that's all right. You just got to let it fly. That's who you are.
I mean, I can't change it.
Let it rip, tater chip.
Well, we're out here at Faster Horses, and I'm so excited to find out on the trivia, which we're not going to ruin it, on the screens here at Faster Horses, you're part of the trivia game, and that is that you visit a horse sanctuary. I didn't even know this about you.
I didn't know that about me either until they told me it was in the trivia thing. Oh.
They made it up. They just made that fact up about you.
Where would they come up with this?
Where I was last wasn't like a sanctuary, but I do love horses, and I take every side road and sidetrack thing we can do to go be around horses. I want to do that.
When you go past, you go, ooh, horses, if they're like surprising.
Totally. And I'm like, do we have time to stop?
Yeah.
Can we stop? And they're like, hi, I'm Ashley. Can I pet your horse?
Imagine having your house, you got horses at your house, and Ashley McBride shows up just to pet them?
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
And we did a show. It was a private show at some point during the Great Separation or right after. And it was me and Kaylee Hammack. We were out on this farm, and we're supposed to be sound checking. We're supposed to be getting things ready. And they're like, we were off just petting horses. just figured, and you can imagine, just over there, like, it's fine. I like this one.
Yeah, there's good therapy.
Yes.
Don't you think?
They're magical.
Mm-hmm.
Horses are magical.
They really are.
Equine therapy horses are absolutely magical.
Yeah.
And you just did something that leads us into our next little bit of funness for social media, which is sing your answers.
No problem.
Yeah, okay. So I heard you're singing part of that. So We've been having a lot of fun with people. This Restless Road just did a jingle for our show, by the way.
Yeah. But can I ask the first question?
Yeah.
And it would be very easy. What do you order from the bar? But sing it.
For me, it's always been Jack with no additives, please.
I love it.
All right, how about what? What is your spirit animal?
I like foxes. They're sly.
Really? Why do you think a fox is your spirit animal?
I don't really. I just think because they're kind of cute, but they'll really tear you up.
Yeah. Does you feel like that's you?
I'm like, yeah, and I'm pretty slick.
Like the honey badger.
Yeah. Like you're like, oh, you're super cute, but it will still like
but
gnaw
a honey
your
badger, you
off.
Know, is like has the thing. But a fox, they are so cute. They're on like tea towels and stuff. Everyone's got those.
And you're just like, you think you want to hold it.
Yeah.
You know what? You
but
said
I'll
you
eat
were
your chickens.
You said you were remembering a lot of stuff from that 10 Man Jam show. Yeah. Now that reminds me, you were wearing a shirt that said whiskey is my spirit animal. I believe
I was. I remember that shirt.
Yeah.
Wait. That's... So then, what was the John Rich? What it was a whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an American blended whiskey.
Okay.
Which is different than a bourbon. All bourbons are whiskeys, but not all whiskeys are bourbons. Because Whiskeypedia over here is always really excited about adult beverages.
All right, we have one more sing it question, and that is, what's your favorite sandwich?
I love sandwiches, and I really don't discriminate.
Nope.
All sandwiches.
I'll eat any kind of sandwich. I love an Italian.
Okay.
I mean, a hot dog counts as a sandwich.
Does a hamburger count as a sandwich?
Definitely would qualify for a sandwich.
You can sing your answers to us all day, by the way. It sounds beautiful.
But me singing the questions, not so much.
Yeah, yes. You could stick to just...
I think it's great.
No, that was good.
No, it was terrible.
More people should do it this way.
Holly's been hiding her voice.
It was terrible. Like, I get it actually right. I'm like...
That's okay. I have yet to be around Miss Reba and not say something asinine.
Oh, God. I did a whole interview with her, and I was like, this is the worst interview I've ever had.
I have never formed a complete
syllable.
It
wasn't her fault. It was my fault. Like,
I'm always like, forget it.
That's exactly what my interview sounded like.
It's like she thinks probably I only speak in sound effects.
I think there's a lot of false information on the internet about Reba. Because the funny thing is Holly really did her research for this interview with Reba.
Oh my God, I listened to. I did so much research.
No, but the funny thing was, is like, almost I felt bad because there were three questions in a row where she was like, "I read this about you, and I just want to know, like, is that true?"
No.
And it was like, she was just like, no.
One time she gave three no's in a row. No.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good talk.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Slightly soul crushing. Yeah, okay. It was. But I've actually never
She's
recovered.
She's one of the two females that I have literally honked at like a goose. I've tried to say hi.
And your voice
and it comes
broke.
Out,
like,
but who was the second?
Morgan Stapleton.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You're like, Are those the two females, obviously, that you look up to as a musician, as an artist?
I mean, yeah. Morgan, you just won't find a more beautiful voice, mm-hmm. and Reba is a queen for a reason. And I've managed to avoid saying stupid things to Dolly in the last several years, because I just walked the other direction.
So you haven't talked to Dolly?
Not in the last 10 years.
What was your first encounter?
So I caught her microwave on fire.
What is this? What?
Oh, you do a lot of weird stuff when you first move to Nashville. So I got this gig helping. They were remodeling her lake house.
Yeah.
And my job was to stay there with with her niece, because that was my buddy. And we were supposed to stay there and let the wallpaper guys in and out and just like do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, just be there.
Right.
Be just there. Not mess anything up.
Use the pool and don't mess anything up.
Right.
And I take the credit for it. I do take the blame for it because I'm the one who removed the on fire microwave out of the house. But it was honestly her niece. She stuck a whole box of bagel bites in there, like in the box.
Oh, just a full box?
And then, beep, there it goes, in a freshly wallpapered room. It was awesome. So I lost my job.
Oh, my gosh.
But Dolly gave me the microwave.
Wait, so this is like
the fiery microwave?
Yeah, she knew that I was poor and I didn't have one.
It was like the one that sits, it wasn't the one that's like built in. It was just sitting on the counter.
No, it was just like this one room, was the last room. It was like a mattress and a deep freeze and a refrigerator.
And you
and
carried
a microwave,
it, the on fire microwave
on fire,
out of the house?
I unplugged it and carried an on fire yellow smoke microwave out into the driveway.
Isn't it? I feel like you almost
level badass.
And it always smelled just like that.
No.
I feel like
everything you made in it just smelled like bowling shoes.
I feel like we need to practice those types of situations though, because when it happens, you don't know what to do, right?
Yeah,
like I had a similar situation
they
when
tell
I first
you to stop, drop, and roll, but I've never
no, like
on
when
fire,
I first
you know?
When I first bought my house, I had to say I was had some oil in the pan and the oil caught on fire. Baking and I was soda. Just looking at baking it going, water. And so what I did was kind of the same thing you did.
You ran outside.
I just grabbed it and walked it slowly outside. And went to the driveway and flipped it over onto the cement.
Perfect.
And
that was good. That you was handled just, it. Yeah.
But I think it probably could have gone a little
What do you smooth. Think it was
Well, because I could have spilled it and it could have caught something else on fire.
Yeah,
and
the whole house. But that's not how it went down.
Right. It was okay. Everything was okay.
What a great story, though. Dolly Parton's microwave.
Right.
Right.
I honked at Reba McEntire and caught Dolly's microwave on fire. And I love that she gave it to me.
Yeah.
It's a good life.
Yeah. It's a charmed life.
I can't wait to hear what happens next. The next time that you have one of these experiences.
And I was on that cooking. I was on Miss Trisha's cooking show, and everything went swimmingly.
Oh, good.
So I don't have anything embarrassing yet.
Well, check.
That's to it. Say with Miss Irwin.
Yeah, that's fine. So your track record is getting better.
It's progressing.
Well, we appreciate the time and the fun stories and obviously the amazing music and your incredible voice.
And congratulations
like I said,
on all the success with everything.
Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. Let's have some Redneck Riviera.
Let's do it. John Rich, bring some more bottles.
Don't be poking anybody
it's American
Maine.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Robin Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.